Tonight's Big Brother Sunday Night Recap is sponsored by jackthreads.com. Look, as a guy, going to the mall to go shopping can be not that fun. Some guys would even say it can be more torturous than being dragged by Frankie Grande to go to an Ariana Grande concert. But it doesn't have to suck to go out and shop for clothes, because you can do it all online on jackthreads.com. They've got tons of great brands and exclusives and inspiration that you need to improve your wardrobe one piece at a time. You'll get the most bang for your buck on the things that you love and need. Plus, they've got all sorts of great graphic tees at a price that normal human beings would pay. They've got all sorts of great stuff like suits and sneakers, and plus a bunch of gear in addition to just clothes. And for those of you guys who are stylistically challenged, like myself, they've got a stylist on call that will reach out and help you get to new heights of handsomeness. So I want you guys to love Jack Threads as much as I do. So here's a little something extra for you. We've got a discount code for an additional 20% off your first purchase. Use the promo code Rob. That's at jackthreads.com with the promo code Rob at checkout for an extra 20% off your first purchase at jackthreads.com. Some restrictions apply. Elevated style every day. jackthreads.com. Coming to you live from my private suite backstage at the Staples Center, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the one guy who doesn't have a deal that next week that I'm going to put Vanessa on the block. Definitely not. You don't have to worry about anything, Vanessa. I'm telling you, everything is fine. It's good. I promise you. I just don't have a deal with anybody. I never had a conversation. I promise you again. Rob Cesternino, hello everybody, and welcome to our Sunday night recap, September 13th, and we are down to it, about a week and a half to go here, 10 days until the Big Brother 17 finale, and here we are, live to talk about it, and here with us to discuss it all is our Sunday night live feed correspondent. Here is Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm so happy. Did you see that Frankie segment? He went to an Ariana Grande concert. Can you believe it?
Wowie, wow, wow. Yes, that's right. It was such a, so much going on in tonight's episode.
Best episode ever.
The Big Brother fans are abuzz tonight. Very excited to see Liz and Vanessa go to an actual Ariana Grande concert tonight. It's very exciting.
Yeah, and that makeup, oh man.
Yeah, so lots to do, lots to discuss as we talk about the return of Frankie Grande to the Big Brother house. But more importantly, talk about Vanessa and her HOH run here and whether or not she has set herself up well here headed into the Final Four, which is right around the corner, because this coming Tuesday night, we will see the next person evicted from the Big Brother house, and then we'll get it down to the final three on Wednesday night. So really, we're going to have rapid fire to go down from five to three, and then it'll sit on three from Wednesday to Wednesday as we await the Big Brother finale coming up here on the 23rd of September. So very excited to have you guys here with us live on a football Sunday. A lot going on in the world, but happy to have you guys here with us to talk about some Big Brother. We've got the chat room open, and then we're also going to take your tweets, hashtag RHAP, and then also you could tweet us your or send us your questions on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Going to get back to the voicemail segment tomorrow. We're going to do our voicemail podcast, a traditional voicemail show. Going to do it with Eric Curto from Your Reality Recaps is going to join me. He's on top of all the live feeds. If you want to send in your voicemail questions, go to robhasawebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP, and we'll take in your voicemails tomorrow, and then we'll have that podcast up for you guys later on Monday. All right, Taryn, let's get into this, and let's start with the actual Big Brother, and then we can talk about all the other important stuff later on.
Save the best for last.
We'll save the best for last, but yeah. I know some people are really bummed out about this, but we're not going to open up with a rant or anything like that about the luxury competition, but I'm sure that we will have some fun discussing it later on in the show. But let's just talk it through with Vanessa and what she did, because it really did feel like tonight was the night that Big Brother depicted Vanessa as the most insane that she's ever been depicted on the TV show. Is that a fair statement?
I think maybe the Johnny Mac argument with Clay, I think that one was really crazy, but it's definitely up there.
Yeah, it really was, because it's like there's five people in the house. Like, what the hell did Vanessa expect for the people to be saying? Like, she's asking Austin about, wait, what did you tell Steve? Did you tell Steve he was safe? He's like, yeah, I did. I told him that, but I was lying. I had to tell him something. You know, I wasn't like I was just telling Steve, hey, Steve, you're my target next week. I'm playing Big Brother. I had to tell him what was going on, but I'm loyal to you. I don't think that Austin was lying to Vanessa. Tell me if you think I'm wrong about this. I mean, in Austin's mind, wasn't the plan always to go to Final Three with him and Liz and Vanessa?
Well, last week during their anti-Vanessa kind of campaign, when Julia was still there, they did say that they wanted to take Johnny Mac to Final Three over Vanessa. I don't know how true that remains to be, but they did mention it.
I mean, do you think that Vanessa was founded in what she was doing to be interrogating and cross-interrogating everybody in the house the way that she was?
No, she was never going to find out anything useful to her anyway. You know, like, they're not going to say, yeah, we'd take Johnny Mac to Final Three over you at Final Four. You know, none of what she was talking about mattered in any way. It was just like, yeah, we told them that this was going to happen. It may or may not be true. You don't know.
Honestly, I was struggling to follow all the deals that were being talked about in the house. What was the deal that Steve made with the twins?
Okay, so the twins went to Steve. This is a lot of them. The twins went to Steve and said that they would not target him if he told Johnny Mac and Vanessa to vote out Julia over Liz.
Okay. And so Liz made it sound like that, yeah, Steve totally made us swear on our family and he made us take our integrity and he forced us to say these things.
Steve did make them swear on their family, but that was the week before, I believe, when he was deciding whether or not to evict Julia or Meg.
Yeah. And then we got the part where it really was like Vanessa, like, getting Johnny Mac into entrapment when she told him to go make this deal with Austin. And then she started asking him if he made a deal with Austin. And he's like, yeah, I made a deal with Austin because you told me to. And she's like, why would I do that? Like, why would I tell you to go make a deal when why would I want you to target me? He's like, all right. I don't know.
This is typical you, Vanessa.
She does that a lot. She, you know, and sometimes I think it's intentional, where she tries to put words in people's mouths and then she goes and says, that person just said this. In this case, I think it's an uncharacteristic lapse of memory. She usually has a pretty good memory for what she said and hasn't said, but I think she legitimately forgot that she did this because she has so many different people that she's saying so many different things to.
Yeah, I mean, that was really wacky. And so she ended up landing on Johnny Mac and Steve being the pair that she wanted to target. And even in her speech to put them up on the block, she was like, yeah, like, oh my God, Johnny Mac and Steve, I have to go after you guys because you're a pair and you're loyal to each other. And like, there's a literal couple on the other side. Like, that's like, there's no way that Steve and Johnny Mac are tighter than Austin and Liz, right?
Absolutely. It, what they didn't show was that Vanessa was convinced that when Johnny Mac got his family message, they did the little, you know, guitar rock star thing. And she was convinced that they were telling him, stick with Steve, and that Johnny Mac and Steve were going to be inseparable because of it.
Isn't that Austin's go-to thing that he did with Jace also?
Yeah.
If anything, wouldn't that be the signal, stick with Austin?
You can't get inside Vanessa's head, Rob.
No, we don't want to. So let's just talk this through. I mean, what are the real advantages in your mind of going with Austin and Liz versus Johnny Mac and Steve? Forget rooting interests. From Vanessa's point of view, do you think that this was the right course of action for her?
I don't think it was the right course of action. Basically, she really messed up last week when Julia and Liz and Austin caught onto her game, and Julia and Liz decided we can't be loyal to Vanessa. Otherwise,
this is at the veto competition.
Well, she almost got through the veto competition. She didn't follow it through enough. She got caught talking to Johnny Mac too often and wasn't on top of the twins like Austin was. It convincing them that she was more loyal to them than she was to Johnny Mac and Steve. So they got really paranoid. And if they hadn't, it would have been much better for her to keep Julia around. She would have had somebody in the game who definitely would have taken her to Final Two, who she definitely would have beaten. And Julia would have looked like a pair with Austin, despite the fact that she was actually a pair with Vanessa. However, they did catch her. So I figured, okay, so her best play now is keep Liz so that the target is definitely on Austin and Liz. You can throw the HOH, and then you have a very good chance at surviving the Final Four, and then you're pretty good to the Final Three in most scenarios.
So what could she have done? She could have gone against Austin and Liz's wishes and then kept Julia in the house?
If she had been on top of her game, she should have been able to convince Julia and Liz which one they should want to leave. She has been the person manipulating them in particular for a really long time, and she had a really good hold on Julia. If she had stuck with it and, talked them through the best way for Julia to win instead of Liz, I think they would have gone for it.
Yeah. So she ultimately then goes ahead and then wins the HOH competition. Just to talk this through, you know, we talked about this on Thursday night. We talked about it on Friday. Was it, in your mind, Taryn, a bad idea for her to then win the HOH competition coming into tonight?
I do. I think the odds, they're pretty even, but she definitely has better odds if she throws this HOH. She has a very good chance at winning at least one of the competitions at Final Four. And then even if she doesn't, the surviving member from the pair that breaks up this week would be on her side and wouldn't evict her at Final Four either. So she has a very good chance at surviving through Final Four. And then at Final Three, she again has a very good chance at getting to Final Two and winning.
Yeah, so coming into this week, where if she did not win the HOH, she wasn't going up on the block either way. Both of the pairs, you feel like, would have definitely nominated the other pair, fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. Granted, Johnny Mac doesn't always play rationally, so there's definitely a chance that he could have done something a little crazy, but it was far and away in their best interest to target the other pair.
And even in a veto situation where somebody won the veto and she ended up on the block as a renom, would either of the sides have targeted her?
There's always a risk. There's always a chance. But it was definitely in their best interest to not target her, because obviously a pair is going to take each other to the end no matter what. So even if they think, oh, it doesn't matter in the Final Four which one of them stays, it does matter in the Final Three. Mm-hmm. So it's not a hard case for Vanessa to make to whichever pair is in power.
And she would have a shot to win Final Four HOH then on top of that.
Exactly. And the veto.
So do you feel like that she made in this week coming in with keeping Liz in the house followed by winning the HOH, do you feel like she made two game crucial and potentially game ending mistakes?
They're potentially game ending. I think they are somewhat minor mistakes. So each one, I think, dropped her ability to win by maybe 5 or 10%.
Okay, so where was she coming into that decision last week?
Probably at around 60%.
And you feel like that by the time we get to these two nominations, you feel like she's dropped to about 50% to win.
Yeah, like 45-ish.
Wow, this is cool. This is like World Series of Poker, like we're seeing on the bottom of the screen. Oh, Vanessa Russo, she's now at 50% to win the hand.
I will say, someone pointed out, I will say the caveat is that if Austin, and we did get this edit that kind of implied that this might happen, if Austin genuinely is willing to throw the Final Three HOH, and he's genuinely willing to kind of go with Vanessa over Liz, then the situation changes. So if she believes that, and if it's true, then she may be making the right call. I don't think it's true, but if it is, then, you know.
But hypothetically, in that scenario where it's Austin, Liz, and Vanessa in the final three and Austin through it, would Vanessa take Austin to the final two or would she take Liz?
I think she would take Liz. She's had a talk with Steve where she talked about how she thinks Austin is the more strategic player and that he'd probably get, although it could go either way. I think she thinks she can beat both of them though.
Okay. How do you see an Austin versus Vanessa final two shaking out?
That's the hardest one, honestly. I think that'd be fun. I think I have a lot of them kind of mapped out. Austin versus Vanessa, there are so many people that are up in the air. I think it could go either way.
Okay. Fun to figure out how that's going to all go down. And so we end up going to, we'll talk about what happens with the veto coming up in the live feed segment of the show. Should we talk about this luxury competition?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Wow. So Big Brother had the ability where somebody could go for the luxury. Liz was so far out of it. She goes for the luxury competition. And we saw that it was the return of Frankie Grande to the Big Brother house. You knew it was coming. And sure enough, here's Frankie Grande back in the Big Brother house.
Who wants to shine bright like a Frankie?
Who wants to? Anybody? Anybody want to shine like a Frankie? Is there anybody out there? Anybody?
I always want to shine like a Frankie.
Yeah, so the return of Frankie Grande. Now, do you think there's anything? Now, I don't believe, did Frankie Grande refer to Ariana Grande as his sister at any point?
You know what? I don't know. I was paying very close attention to that segment, but I don't know if I caught it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if he tries to, try to make it seem like this is just his friend. Okay. So, Scott St. Pierre saying that he did refer to her as his sister. So she comes back into the mix and he comes back into the house. Why do you think, like, why is this happening? Like, why is this, does CBS want this? Does Ariana Grande want this?
You know, Les Moonves said that he was disappointed in this year's cast and that he thought last year's cast was better. Maybe he was talking about Frankie. Maybe he thought we inject a little Frankie into this cast, it gets better.
Yeah. So we have earlier this year, Ariana Grande is involved in the whole Donutgate scandal. Where she is caught on camera talking about how she hates America and how she is like licking a donut like on a surveillance camera and like talking about how, you know, it's people, like people suck and stuff like that. Is this a PR thing for Ariana Grande? Is this a thing to sort of like, is CBS feeling like this is going to bump the ratings? Because the thing is, like, CBS didn't really promote that this was going to happen. So I don't know how they expected people, like the ratings to go up. Because they didn't really announce that it was happening.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was just they got paid to do it. Maybe it was just an advertisement for Ariana and her concerts.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting thing to talk about. Are you excited about Ariana Grande's new fragrance, which is coming out next week?
Absolutely. I'm gonna wait in the line at midnight.
What do you think the Ariana Grande fragrance is like?
Like Frankie Heaven.
Frankie Heaven?
Yeah.
It's not like some sort of like a donut? Fresh donuts?
Like patriotic donuts.
Patriotic donuts. All right, let's get into some of the questions as we go through it.
Who wants to shine bright like a Frankie?
Is there anybody out there that does? And we're looking for any volunteer. Is there anybody that wants to come up here and shine bright like a Frankie? Is there anybody?
Did you see the Big Brother Twitter account?
No.
Tweet out, who's fangirling right? Or retweet if you're fangirling right now.
Yeah. And how many retweets?
I didn't follow up with that.
Steve was fangirling.
Yeah.
Steve was fangirling. Yeah. He was very excited. Yeah, talk about on the live feeds, not to get into spoilers. Were the house guests actually legitimately excited about the possibility of seeing Frankie Grande and going on the reward?
I think they were. I think Vanessa and Julia were pretty happy, but I think Vanessa liked Frankie when she watched last season.
See, I thought that this was the smoking gun to prove that Vanessa lies in the diary room when she said that she was a Frankie fan. It's like, impossible. Yeah. Impossible. No such thing, right?
You'd think so, but I'm pretty sure I remember her saying she did like Frankie and somebody being really, really disgusted by it.
I'm looking at the tweet on the Big Brother Big Brother Twitter account of RT, if you're totally fangirling right now, and people are replying, no, stop, block. I threw up when that moron showed up in the house. F no.
People are so kind on Twitter.
This is why I refuse to watch the episode tonight. Stop gagging. Sorry I fell asleep. RT, if you're throwing up right now.
I'm seeing in the chat room 239 people.
Yeah, okay. It's like, that's nothing to sneeze at. Yeah. It's more retweets than I've ever got on anything. So I need to have Frankie Grande pop in over here.
It's right. Not mogul status, but
yeah, no, we're not no mogul. Okay, let's take some questions. This is from the great Eastwood McFly, David Allen, who says, I love how Austin was pointing to Vanessa for this luxury. An Ariana Grande concert with a social media mogul. I'm good, thanks. please, don't take me. Yeah, this would be like the Pandora's box to go to, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't think Austin actually saw last season, so...
How do you miss the whole season? How are you a big fan, but then you're just like, oh yeah, I couldn't watch that season?
He's seen every season but that one. He was supposed to be cast on it, and there's a big story behind why he didn't get cast on it. And
one of these people that's like, oh, I was going to be on it, and now I'm bitter. Like that thing? Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was that he's bitter. I think it also had to do with his girlfriend at the time and stuff like that. But
yes.
I think the feed's usually cut when he tries to explain it.
We'll ask him after the show. All right, What Up Five says, can we just take a moment to imagine Johnny Mack at the Ariana Grande concert? Johnny, are you having fun?
No!
Well, tell us the truth. Johnny, how did Johnny Mack react to Frankie Grande?
I don't think he was particularly impressed, but I don't think he's, you know, super into advertising the fact that he even really knows who Frankie Grande is to any extent.
All right, that's why he's the fan favorite, Johnny Mack. All right. Oh, the great Kurt Clark says, how much do you trust that Frankie didn't talk game or reveal info when the cameras weren't looking? I would say that I would trust probably
130%.
Yeah, I don't think Frankie Grande cares that much to try to spoil the outcome.
Has he even been watching the season?
Yeah, I think that would imply that Frankie Grande has some pulse on what's going on in the Big Brother house and isn't just concerned with Frankie Grande. Like, rather than watching a clip if they mention him on the live feeds.
I would probably be more likely to be like, so you know, I would have voted out Derek if I had the opportunity, right?
That's what Frankie Grande said?
Probably.
Yeah. Let's go to Scranton Analytics, who said, who would say Austin is the house guest best able to reason with Vanessa? Why do you think that he has done so well to avoid the block when she's HOH? You know, we had a clip in the episode going back to day two with this Austin and Vanessa alliance, which has been very successful throughout the season. What has been Austin's secret to dealing with Vanessa?
I think... a large part of it is that he was very easily controlled from the beginning, and he continued to be very easily controlled for a long time. And he gets into this mode where he kind of just, you know, says, please, Vanessa, I'll do anything. And it comes off as so earnest, and he gets embarrassed about it because it seems kind of, he feels like it's a little bit pathetic, but it really seems to convince Vanessa. And another thing is that he's always been very consistent with her. He's always said, I know I can't beat Liz. I know that I'm going to, you know, give you the ability to take out Liz so that we can be the final two, because I know I can't beat her and I know I can beat you. And so I think Vanessa's kind of reaching back through the history of their relationship and seeing, okay, he's been consistent. He seems very earnest. I got to believe him.
He's been my guy. He's been there. He's been there the whole season. It's a beautiful story. Trent is here. Rob, why would Vanessa think John and Steve would not take her to the final three or final two? I thought Vanessa actually had some good points here of like, yeah, Steve, oh my God, of course, I know Johnny Mac wants to go to the final three with us, but she knows that they're going to take each other, which I think is a very fair point, which is why I kind of like the take one person out from one side, take the other person out from the other side as a way to go for Vanessa. So do you feel like, if you think that she made a bad move to try to side with Austin and Liz, do you think that she would have been better off to go to a potential final three with Steve and Johnny Mac?
It's hard to say. My problem with targeting Johnny Mac is that Austin and Liz said that they wanted to cut Vanessa ahead of Johnny Mac. So she thought that if she took Johnny Mac out, that at Final Four, she should be safe. The problem was she gave Austin Liz the opportunity to, she's giving Austin Liz the opportunity to flip the vote on Steve and keep Johnny Mac and then target her at Final Four, which I think is a very dangerous risk to leave out there. If she can convince them to not flip the vote, then it could go either way. But giving them the ability to, I think it's a big risk.
One of the things that I've really struggled to understand, and we talked about this on Friday when I did the show with Alex, where Vanessa seems to be wanting to target Johnny Mac because she feels like he is the ultimate goat, or where you could people are going to try to take him to the end, like the Victoria, because he hasn't won any HOH competitions. And that's going to make him be a person that everybody's going to want to try to beat at the end. And she talked about that with Steve about how, oh my God, he doesn't even want any HOH competitions. Why would anybody vote for him in the end? And so when she nominated him, though, she talked about what a great challenge competitor he was, and how he won all these vetoes and Battle of the Block, and even the competitions that he didn't win, he was like second or third. So what is the disconnect there? Is she trying to change people's perceptions so that people don't want to take him to the end?
I think that's definitely a big part of it. Another aspect of why people think Johnny is a goat is that they feel like Johnny hasn't done anything all season. He's just been kind of hanging out. He got evicted at one point and he came back and he's won some competitions, but other than that, he hasn't really done much. And Austin and Liz completely reinforced this idea with Vanessa. Austin and Liz are saying Johnny can't win the game no matter what. And Vanessa's kind of trying to convince them, oh, I don't know, he might be able to, but they're not buying it. They're convinced that Johnny can't win.
Okay. We'll see. I mean, he was evicted for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brent Showerman. Should Vanessa be more worried about taking Johnny Mac to the finals herself versus other people taking him? Have you done the numbers on Johnny Mac versus Vanessa?
I think Vanessa beats Johnny Mac. I think
handily.
Fairly handily. I think it's probably not very close. He'd need a pretty bitter jury, because I think she gets all of Scamper Squad votes, which is Steve, Austin, Liz, and Julia, which is already four. She only needs one more.
Okay. Steve wouldn't go with Johnny Mac over Vanessa?
Not based on what he's said to her, at least, as far as jury goes. He even said that he would vote for Liz over Johnny Mac, because he also thinks Johnny Mac hasn't really done much. He doesn't deserve to win.
Hmm. Do you feel like Johnny Mac has done enough to win?
It depends on who he's against, but probably not.
Okay. In a vacuum, fictitious season, Johnny Mac versus Godfrey from Big Brother Canada.
Godfrey.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is from Patrick, who says, do you think that this jury cares about HOH wins? It seems like Vanessa says that winning an HOH is the only way to win the jury.
I don't think it's the only way, no. Austin hasn't won very many HOH competitions, but I think he has one of the best chances to win out of anybody left. I think it has to do with the fact that Austin hasn't been targeted very often, and he didn't go up onto the block until Final Six, and he had good relationships with people. And I think that matters more than competition wins, at least, in a vacuum.
Let's go to Zach B. Is this the best Final Five we've ever had? Everyone left has played a social / strategic / comp game, and there's no Victoria / Gen City. That's a good question. Do you think this is the best Final Five cumulatively that we've had in Big Brother?
No.
Okay. Is there any that comes to mind?
I
mean, the good thing I will say about this season is that we don't have the person who's just the ultimate GOAT. Now, you could argue that we lost our ultimate GOAT at Final Six.
Yeah. I think that's true.
But everybody, I mean, you could at least argue a case as to some stuff that they've done.
Right. I mean, I think if you're looking at it in the sense of there's no obvious, there's not necessarily any obvious GOATs left, then sure. But the level of player, I think, is a little narrower. And based on what some people are doing this week, there's definitely some low level of play going on.
Okay. All right, let's go to one more question, and then we'll talk about everything going on in the live feed. This is from Eve, who says, okay, question, is Taryn single, and would he be interested in a 25-year-old yoga instructor from New York? Same goes for Alex Kidwell. All right, good. So there's a backup.
Whoa. I mean, you can't come on to me and then say also Alex. That would be like Austin saying, Liz, I really like you, but... if you're not interested, I wouldn't mind Julia.
Yeah. How about that?
I don't think that was the right approach.
So you're saying no.
Failed in that approach.
All right. I think that Alex could be, he could be open to this. See, maybe you weren't the target. Maybe Alex was the target all along. It's just that it wasn't Wednesday. Yeah. All right, very good. All right, so we will look into the 25-year-old yoga instructor. Should totally come to yoga.
maybe Vetus is more suited.
All right, there you go. All right, so let's get into talking about the live feeds. If you're going to hop out here, of course, we've got the voicemail show coming up on Monday. So we're in the thick of it right now. So we're going to do then our live show will be live on Tuesday night and then again on Wednesday. So boom, 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 boom. It's a busy Big Brother week. Plus, I'm excited to say, usually, you know, I don't like to announce this unless it's 100% locked in, but I think it is. We're going to have, just like I did last year, Mike Boogie is going to swing by the studio later on this week. Not for one of these recaps after an episode, but he's going to come by and going to talk with Boogie about what he has thought about this season. That's going to also be coming up later on this week. So a lot of Big Brother stuff, and hopefully we'll do some exit interview press as well and do some sort of the live feeds are going to be a little wonky too, but if we have live feed updates as well, we will cover that. So if you're jumping out here, we will talk to you on Tuesday night. And if not, let's get into the live feeds.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Okay, it's raining spoilers again. Raining spoilers. Taryn, you have put on a bandana. What is going on here?
I put on this bandana, Rob, because I need to have my RHAP funeral.
Yes.
Because Johnny Mac is dead to me.
No!
Why is Johnny Mac dead to you?
All right. He knows what he did. He knows what he did. veto competition, Johnny Mac wins.
Great.
Great. Perfect. Now, it's you know, Austin or Liz is going to go up on the block. We've got Vanessa upstairs playing with her candies, doing all the math that I was doing earlier. She's figuring it out. She realizes, you know what? I have to put Austin up on the block and I have to evict Austin. I have to keep Steve. That's my best move. She talks to Steve about it. She says, I'm going to keep you. Then we see Johnny Mac talking to Austin saying, yeah, you know what, Austin? I'm going to vote to keep you. I'm going to vote to evict Steve. And you think, he's lying. That can't be true. He wouldn't do that. He would do that. It looks like he's going to do that.
Why? What? Explain to me the logic for Johnny Mac.
Game theoretically speaking, I wrote out a whole thing on it about it on my Twitter. If you care to check it out, but he's not even thinking about it game theoretically, I don't believe. The case has been made to me, and I played it out, and even if he's thinking about it that way, it's still the wrong move.
We'll talk it through, however, because we're listening to a podcast right now.
Sorry. What I'm saying is, I don't think he's even thinking about it that way. I think what he's thinking, based on what he said, is that he believes that Steve is going to not going to stick with him anyway. He thinks Steve is with the Scamper Squad, and that means that everyone's against him and that he needs to win out no matter what. And so he doesn't care who he goes with because he just needs to win, and Steve's going to be harder competition.
That's really mind-boggling. You would think so, that even if there was a chance that Steve would keep him, right? More so than Austin?
Exactly. And we got confirmation from Steve. He was talking to himself just earlier today where he said he's going to target Vanessa at Final Four and go to Final Three with Johnny Mac and Liz, which is a brilliant scenario for Johnny Mac because Steve probably takes him and so does Liz. And he probably wins against both of them. He actually has a chance.
But don't you think Steve and Johnny Mac will have a conversation sometime in the next couple of days? And wouldn't you think there's hope that they can get on the same page? I mean, I know that the eviction is what, tomorrow?
Yeah, I believe so.
You would think they'd have that conversation, no?
You would, and they did have a conversation, although it took way too long to have a conversation. And they had a conversation, and Steve was talking to Johnny Mac like, I have your vote, right? And Johnny Mac was basically like, no, not really. Basically, you have to convince Vanessa to convince me to change my vote.
If you want to Steve stay. Handle this?
And so Steve told Vanessa, hey, you got to talk to Johnny Mac. He wants to make sure you're on board.
I want to throw up.
He was in that state.
I want to sit here and cry.
Vanessa talked to Johnny Mac, and it seemed like she may have gotten his wheels turning a little bit, saying, you know, it's obviously best for you to keep Steve. But even then, he seemed very reluctant. Now, there is a chance that the only reason he's being reluctant is because he believes that Vanessa will betray him and vote out Steve anyway, and then he'll be screwed with Austin and Liz. But based on what I'm seeing and all of the information he's giving to Austin, which is everything he tells Steve and Vanessa, I really think he's on board with Austin.
So how is Steve handling this?
Steve is pretty upset. Steve was walking back and forth in the backyard talking about how he kind of wants to go home and he's kind of done with this game. And then he was alternating that with, I got to take out Vanessa at Final Four. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good for my resume. I'm going to go back on my word that I swore on my mother that I wouldn't do it, but my mother told me that I was able to swear on her and take it back. So it'll be fine. So that's where Steve is at right now. He still thinks that Johnny Mac will probably vote for him. Johnny Mac is, because he thinks, oh, Vanessa's going to talk to him. Vanessa is going to tell him she's on board and then it's going to be fine.
Okay. For Steve and Johnny Mac, for the two bros that can't get on the same page, does this change anything about the vote on the double eviction? Should they have kept Meg? would they be in a better situation now?
Oh, who knows? I don't think it's definite by any means. I think it probably was better for Johnny Mac.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was better for Steve.
So now talk about how the snow globe shapes up here. If Steve goes out here at Final Five, give me the percentage breakdown of if you feel like Vanessa's chances went up from that 50% we were talking about, and then break up the rest of that pie.
Vanessa's percentage goes way down. Unless Austin and Liz stick to their word and keep her over Johnny Mac at Final Four. And then again, there's a chance that Austin really does throw that Final Three HOH. So there are some caveats, but very low chances. Basically, she'd need to win the veto if Austin and Liz plan on cutting her. So like 1 in 6 shot at best.
Okay.
After the veto and then the HOH.
So like about 16, 17% for Vanessa?
Yeah, about 16%. And then for Johnny Mac, again, everything has to go right for him. And in his best case scenario, it's probably around 25% that he gets to the final two with Liz instead of Austin or Vanessa, who I feel like he loses against. Austin gets there the most amount
of
times.
So you think that don't give me Johnny Mac's best case scenario. Give me the Taryn Armstrong scenario. The scenario where Vanessa has 16%. What is Johnny Mac at?
I think Johnny Mac's probably down maybe slightly above that, maybe like 18.
18% for Johnny Mac.
These are estimates. You can see before you yell at me, check out what I wrote. But
okay, we're at 34% total for Johnny Mac and Vanessa. So that's a lot left for Liston.
I think Austin wins in the vast majority of situations if Steve leaves this week.
Okay, so what's Austin at then?
Probably, unless Liz can win in any scenario, he's the rest of the percentages.
Okay, so 66% for Austin, and that leaves Liz at
130%.
Right?
I think so. But granted,
130% for Liz.
Liz is a little bit iffy. I'm not exactly sure how the votes will play out for her, but I don't think she can beat anyone at the moment. Nobody's really talked about her in the jury house.
So Johnny Mac can beat Liz, is what you're saying.
I think he has a chance to. I do think that if he keeps Liz and Austin in the final four over Steve, that kind of adds to her resume. Because it's like, whoa, how did they convince Johnny Mac to keep them over Steve? Like, that's really impressive that they made it to final four. And then again, if they make it to final three, they're gonna be like, maybe Liz wasn't the driving force behind that alliance, but she made it really far with a showman's.
Okay, so this 18% for Johnny Mac, what would it have been if Austin went out and Steve was in the final four?
Okay, I think it's at least like 55%.
55% Johnny Mac wins the game if Steve is still there?
In a potential winnable scenario, yes, because Johnny Mac, because Steve would take him and so would Liz.
But would he lose to Steve?
I think he can beat Steve.
Okay. All right. That's
because the twins have said they'd vote for Johnny Mac over Steve. Austin has said he'd vote for Johnny Mac over Steve. Vanessa has said she'd vote for Johnny Mac over Steve. Vanessa could be lying. Austin might also be lying. Those votes could always flip, but at the moment, they're all saying it. And then obviously, Meg and James, they thought Steve was doing nothing. They like Johnny Mac. Then Becky and Shelley. I mean, I think he handily beats Steve.
Have the feeds gone down yet for this eviction?
Not the last time I checked.
Okay. And so did they already have the veto ceremony?
Yes, they did.
Okay. So Austin's officially on the block?
Yep.
Okay. It's officially Austin versus Steve. And it'll come down to the only votes are going to be Liz and Johnny Mac. And it's going to be a 2-0 vote to evict Steve, you think?
At the moment, it looks like that.
If the Vanessa, vote came down to a tie break, if for whatever reason, what would Vanessa do?
Vanessa, based on what she's saying, she will keep Steve.
Okay, so Johnny Mac is not giving Vanessa what she wants. So is there any part of this that Johnny Mac is trying to do the opposite of what Vanessa wants?
That is a theory that people have, that maybe he's just kind of doing this despite Vanessa because it really tanks her chances as well. Although her chances aren't the greatest anyway. But that's definitely something that people have considered because she targeted him this week and he's pretty mad about it.
Okay. What was the veto that Johnny Mac won?
It was some kind of, they had to balance across something and put together a puzzle.
Okay. All right, let's take some more questions as we start to wind this down. Dawn S. says, do you know if the players in the house think Vanessa is a jury threat? How do you feel about her chances if she makes it to the final two? But based on Steve's HOH letter, I have to think at least Steve thinks Vanessa is a big jury threat.
Steve definitely thinks it. Johnny Mac definitely thinks it. Austin and Liz, I mean, they say things and they go back on them all the time. They definitely realized it last week. They don't seem to realize it as much this week. So it could go either way for them.
Okay. Let's take this one from Ethan. Says, what are the pros and cons for Johnny Mac keeping Steve and keeping Austin? Can you come up with any pros to keep Austin?
Right. So the argument that some people were making to me was if Johnny Mac keeps Austin, then going into Final Four, as long as Vanessa or as long as Austin and Liz are willing to take out Vanessa over Johnny Mac, then he should be safe at Final Four. But I don't, first of all, I don't know. That's definitely not a given in the first place. And even if that does happen, he's still in the final three against a showman's that will always take each other.
Yeah. problem with these showmances. Jennifer says, how much did Vanessa spending the whole day with Liz outside of the house right before nominations affect her decision? Was that something that affected her at all? She said in the episode, she was like, Liz said she was going to take whoever won the competition. Oh my God. I'm so, you know, it shows how much integrity she has that she took me. I thought that was really good on Liz to take Vanessa.
It was.
Imagine if she left her in the house, that would have been like a whole thing.
Oh yeah. Especially if she took Austin and she just left the three of them in.
Yeah.
She did say when she took the luxury that she was going to take whoever won HOH. But at that point, the decision had pretty much already.
Steve won HOH, hypothetically. Would she have taken Steve?
It's possible.
Can't imagine that was going to be the case.
Steve couldn't win.
I guess so. Oh, whatever. So, I mean, if it was Johnny Mac, would she would have Liz and Johnny Mac would have gone to go see Ariana Grande?
She probably would have taken Austin, but she did. She said to the whole house, "I'm going to take the HOH."
She made the perfect move in that spot.
Yes.
It's shades of, you know, Survivor Pearl Islands is the classic example of Final Five. What do you do to take these people? And you don't want to leave like the people that are in power. In this case, you know, Survivor is a little bit of a different game, but you don't want to have the Sandra, Dara, Lil scenario unfold where you leave the HOH back there pissed off with the other two people.
Yeah, exactly. The decision had been made prior to the luxury competition, but the luxury competition, I'm sure, definitely helped solidify.
Yeah, the fair play Burton would have been Liz taking Austin with her to go to Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Leaving the HOH with the other pair, which would have been very bad.
So who's Sandra in that scenario?
In that scenario, I think Vanessa would probably be the Sandra who was like stirring the pot against those two. And Steve is the Lil. Well, why do I have to be Steve? All right, Joe Spagnola wants to know. I know everyone keeps saying Johnny Mac has no game, but it seems like now he's in the best position to win this. Thoughts? Well, Taryn does not think that Johnny Mac is in the best position to win this. He does think that Johnny Mac is in the second best position to win this.
Yeah,
that's something, right?
I do want to say I still love Johnny Mac. He's still a super cool guy. I don't like the decisions he's making because it's hurting his own game, and I don't like it.
Super cool guy. Wow. Yeah. High praise.
Oh, very high praise.
Patrick says, what do you think of the sudden changes in Johnny Mac's diary rooms? He finally seems to be letting us see his strategic side. I haven't really noticed a major change in his diary rooms. Taryn, have you?
Not particularly.
No!
Yeah, they seem pretty similar. Just kind of Johnny Mac goofily explaining what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like reverse psychology.
Mackenzie says, does Johnny Mac really want Steve out this week, or is that part of the reverse psychology? Is there any chance it's reverse psychology?
I do think there's a chance, and I'll feel a little bit bad if he never intended on voting Steve out. I'm like 85% sure that I have the right read and that John really does plan on evicting Steve at the moment. Vanessa does plan on trying to convince Johnny Mac to do otherwise. She's going to take another run at him. So there's definitely a chance he changes his mind.
Okay. This is from Huey Queen. Rob, any thoughts on the article in Celebrity Dirty Laundry that said the producers have fixed the game for Vanessa to win? Oh, okay. That's definitely going on, right?
Yeah, and Amanda won season 15.
Yes, that season was fixed. I also there was also the stuff about how season 16 was fixed so that it was going to be Derek versus Frankie final two because both of their grandfathers died and that CBS was trying to make that be the final two because that was the best story. Fixed for Vanessa. There's a bunch of these. It happens every season and it's never true.
Never.
And I mean, far be it from me to dispute a report on one of the bastions of journalism, celebritydirtylaundry.com. Far be it from myself to ever shoot down a report from one of the institutions of journalism.
We're just part of the establishment, man.
Yeah. All right, Travis Madness. Spoiler question. Was Vanessa serious about working with Johnny Mack on deciding who the replacement nominee will be? Is she willing to go to the end with him now that he has won the veto?
So, based on her candies, which I'm reasonably certain me and a few other people have successfully decoded, she initially planned on cutting Johnny Mack at Final Four if Steve stays, if she wins the veto. That may have changed. She talked to Johnny Mack about how she feels like everything happens for a reason, and she feels like she made a mistake in targeting him. She's probably just saying that to Johnny Mack. She probably will still evict him at Final Four, but you never know.
Okay. This is from Brent Showerman. If it's a Liz and Vanessa Final Two, who would Austin vote for?
Oh, he'd vote for Liz.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Who would Judas vote for?
I think Judas would also vote for Liz. I don't think he's playing around with that one.
Lynn Nee says, do the house guests know that the first eviction is Tuesday and then a second one is on Wednesday? They always do the thing on one of these evictions where it's like, Julie's like, house guests, are you there? And they're like, oh, it's an eviction. But do they know what's up? I mean, they know the season's ending next week, right?
Yeah, Steve in particular guessed exactly what was going to happen. He said, they're probably going to have the eviction on Tuesday. It'll probably be taped on Monday. He was telling that to Vanessa at some point.
Well, it's his own funeral, right? He knows what it's going to be. He knows to pack. Dylan Joseph says, wouldn't Austin want to sit next to Liz in the finals no matter what? That's an extra $50K to start their lives together. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Isn't that a fair point about when all, I mean, if Austin and Liz, when they're married, they're going to have a joint bank account, right? Isn't that going to be $525,000 since Liz and Julie are going to split? I mean, that's more money for them.
Yeah. Plus, and they're going to be hanging out with Frankie Grande, going to Ariana Grande concerts. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. So yeah. That's something else extra for Judas to think about that he's going to want, you know, in that life he's starting together.
I do think he beats Liz in the final two in pretty much every scenario. So I don't know why he's talking about, you know, I got to do what's best for my game in the DR. I feel like that might be misleading editing, but who knows?
Yeah. Then let's go to a couple more questions. This is from Lance Davis. Johnny Mack's gameplay this season has been kind of brilliant so far for a house guest who has been in constant peril at every turn throughout the entire game. Pretty damn impressive overall. Insert air guitar solo here. Are we being pranked?
I don't know. I Johnny Mack has been all over the place. I think part of it is because he's so kind of loopy about his strategy. He just kind of goes with his first thought. He's all over the place. He thinks, okay, this is how I'm going to see things. And so because of that, I'm just going to do this. And it doesn't matter what anybody says to me, I'm just going to do this. And sometimes it's great, and sometimes it's terrible.
I mean, is Big Brother not that complicated of a game? And do people like Vanessa make it way more complicated than it is? And Johnny Mack is just sort of like, flip a coin, whatever, I'll figure it out.
You'd think, but Johnny Mack is the one voting out his only ally at Final Five.
Well, sometimes he flips the coin and it's wrong. But he's not going to stress about it. He's the only person not making himself sick, right?
But he is really stressed. He's talked about ever since Clay left, he's been super depressed, and he had a moment
of
happiness.
Hold on, wait, do you think that maybe this might be the smoking gun that Clay is either Johnny Mack's brother, or maybe, do you think, is that possible? Was Vanessa right about that?
He's going to be really upset when he comes out of the house and finds all the Clelly merchandise.
Clonny Mac. Get that t-shirt going. It was right in front of our face the whole time. McGurk USC, who should Johnny Mac want to take to the final two? I think he should take Liz. I think that would be a good idea, right?
I know.
Liz or Steve, I think he has a chance at beating.
Okay. All right, one last question. Dean Machine 16 says, how could Steve and Johnny Mac not figure out that Vanessa's in an alliance with Liz and Austin? Once she decided to kill their numbers game, Steve should have realized that she's still in a 3-1 alliance after this, not 2-2. I liked it in the episode that Steve like wanted to hug Vanessa and she just like told him to go to bed. She's like, okay, go to bed, Steve. That's it.
Vanessa can be so mean to Steve. It's stressing to watch sometimes. When she was talking to him in the HOH and she had the M&Ms, he was like, oh, what's that? And he, like, can I look? She's like, no, don't look. You're going to piss me off if you look. Don't piss me off right now. I'm not in a mood. And then at one point, poor Steve, he bumps the table and he messes up the M&Ms and she was very angry with him. She even put a paper towel over them so he couldn't look anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the episode, she's like, oh my God, Steve, I'm going to ask you a question and you have to tell me right now. And I don't want to hear you think about it. I don't want to hear what you think. Like, you tell me the truth right now. Or it's like, this is supposed to be somebody in your alliance. She's really just like, if you answer this question wrong, alliance is over right now, Steve.
Yeah. When she was after the veto ceremony or after the veto competition, she was talking to him and she was asking, if Austin and Liz were in the final two, who would you vote for? And for Steve, this is like, okay, I have to get this question right or she's going to vote me out over Austin or whoever she puts up next to me on the block.
So I want to throw up.
So he was like, I probably Liz. And she was like, really? You'd vote Liz? Why would you vote Liz? Isn't Austin more strategic? He's like, oh, yeah, you're right. It was Austin. It's like, don't mess with me on this.
No,
this
Steve
is really important.
Steve and Vanessa is like every conversation I have with my wife. Like, do you think this dress looks good? Yes. Yes. Why did you answer it so fast? Because it did. And there's no right answers sometimes. It's very tough.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? All right. Well, we'll see how it all works out tomorrow. Of course, the feeds are going to go out when? Tonight or Monday?
Probably tomorrow.
Okay. So we'll be speculating about what's going on our voicemail show with Eric Curto. Send your voicemails in robinswebsite.com/voicemail 323-282-RHAP. That's going to be during the day. I know that Eric is going to be broadcasting it on his YouNow. I'll also maybe try to get some Periscope action going on that. We'll also have Spice and Hour live in our new time slot on Monday afternoon / morning, depending on where you are. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. We're going to stream that live on the lab and we'll be recording the Spice and Hour, of course. Then on Tuesday, we're going to get into our Big Brother eviction coming up Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, I believe both those shows are on at 8 o'clock. So 9:15 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday and Wednesday. Plus we'll have some more Big Brother coverage with Mike Boogie later on in the week. Plus we're going to have an amazing race cast preview later on the week with myself and Jessica Lee. So a very busy week as we start to kick off the final week before the Survivor premiere here on Rob Has a Podcast. All right, Taryn, are you seeing the light at the end of the tunnel here with these live feeds?
Yeah, it's exciting and bittersweet at the same time.
Yes. Johnny DeSilvera in the chat room is saying, make sure I don't forget a hashtag tonight at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. You did forget last time.
I did forget last time. All right. So let me know. Let me know.
Last time I was on the show.
Yes. All right. So we'll get chat room, work on a hashtag for us. So we'll make sure we don't forget. You can follow Taryn on Twitter. He's at Armstrong Taryn. And you can also see his, how'd you post your rant? There's a series of tweets.
It was a twit longer. It's very long and very boring, which is why I didn't want to explain the whole thing on the podcast. You'd all kill me.
Now, so, why didn't you wait until the season was over and release this as an ebook?
Yeah, you know what? I should have known. Vanessa paved the way, and I totally ignored her you know, brilliant strategy.
Yes.
But yeah, if you're very angry at me right now, please refer to what I posted. I'll pin it on my Twitter account or something. And then you can be angry after you read that because it'll be a lot easier to tell me where I was wrong.
Okay. The chat room is saying overwhelmingly they want the hashtag to be luxury punishment, which I don't really know if we said that on the show, but I think they want to try to get that trending.
Who wants to shine bright like a Frankie?
Anybody?
I saw them, I saw them talking about it in the chat. I think they're being pretty self-promotional here.
Yeah, they
it's a good one, though.
Get their own stuff going. typical chat room. All right, so we'll be back live tomorrow during the day, and then after the next Big Brother eviction coming up on Tuesday. All right, everybody, have a good one, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.